With a relentless focus on excellence in healthcare, Pullman Regional Hospital presents The Health Podcast.
The United States has declared the coronavirus a public emergency as it's gripping the world right now, with public health officials warning people to expect more infections as it's spreading human to human. So what do you need to know about the coronavirus? Let's find out with Dr. Gerald Early, Chief Medical Officer at Pullman Regional Hospital. Dr. Early, thanks for your time. So first off, what is the coronavirus?
So coronaviruses, they're a family of 50-some RNA viruses within an order that's called nidovirales. And they're named for their corona-like appearance when viewed with an electron microscope, where you increase magnification to 100, 150,000 times. Coronaviruses, they're a common cause of colds or upper respiratory tract infections, and some strains are even thought to cause gastroenteritis, and diarrhea, and upset stomach. They infect different animals and as well as people, and there's been documented transmission between animals and people going both directions.
So what else do we know about the coronavirus?
Just note that coronavirus infections, they've long been part of the human condition. But since 2000, we've developed an increased awareness of their effects. In February of 2003, a new or novel coronavirus was identified in China. And that disease it caused came to be known as SARS, or Severe Acute Respiratory Syndrome. With SARS, there were a total of 8,046 identified cases. And it had a remarkably high mortality rate of 9.6%. Another strain of coronavirus was responsible for MERS, or Middle East Respiratory Syndrome. It was first identified in September of 2012 and continued at least through 2015, and it had a total of 2,400 confirmed cases. Both of those created wide public awareness. One of the points is that coronaviruses seem to be able to change faster than humans and other hosts can change. And the most recent novel coronavirus was identified in Wuhan, China, in late 2019. That's our novel coronavirus that we're dealing with today.
For a healthy person that gets the coronavirus, how deadly is this?
So it looks like that the mortality rate at this point is about 2%.
And how does that mortality rate compare with the flu?
So the mortality rate is higher for this novel coronavirus than it is for the influenza generally, and we have different strains of influenza. But by comparison, the influenza has a mortality rate that's about 0.1%. But the issue with the flu and the difference is that it's extremely contagious. In the United States, influenza kills 35,000 or more people per year. And in the last decade, we've had one season where it approached 60,000, it looks like.
So that's good perspective between the two. So then what are the symptoms we should be looking for when it comes to the coronavirus?
Yeah, so for 80% of us, of people who would get this novel coronavirus, it would just feel like a severe cold or a moderately severe cold. So the thing that would be different would be that a cold that didn't follow a normal course, or the development of pneumonia-like symptoms, so like shortness of breath, a severe, racking, unremitting cough, and progressive overall feeling of illness and not being well. So it's not something you say, oh, it's this specific thing. It's kind of sort of a plethora of things together that indicate this is sicker than I usually get with a cold by a lot.
And then at what point should someone seek medical attention?
So whenever they feel that they're not following a normal course with a cold and they have exposure, if you have a history of exposure, that would change your trigger points. And exposure would be recent travel to China or recent association with someone who's traveled in China, or in, as we go forward, other areas where there are significant outbreaks.
So gauging your exposure is really important, too, an important factor to try to consider. So then how can we take precautions so we don't get the coronavirus?
Yeah, so there are some very specific things that the World Health Organization listed in terms of recommendations and advice in their posting today. And they're very reasonable and things that we can do. They include one, avoiding close contact with people who have acute respiratory infections. Second is frequent hand washing, especially after direct contact with ill people or with ill people's environment. Avoiding unprotected contact with farm or wild animals. People with symptoms of acute respiratory infections should practice cough etiquette. That is, maintain your distance from others, cover your coughs and sneezes with disposable tissues or your clothing, and wash your hands. Within healthcare facilities, enhance standard infection prevention, the things that we normally do, but enhance that, infection prevention and control practices, and especially in emergency departments. And of course, I think one of the most important things and that we recognize is don't travel to Wuhan, China at this point in time.
Yeah, that may be the biggest precaution there is. So as we wrap up, Dr. Early, I know with SARS and MERS, we were all very concerned about that. Again, that was at the top of the news as well. How concerned should we be overall about the coronavirus? And is there anything else we should know about it?
Yeah, so we do need to be cognizant of what's going on. And we should expect to find confusing pieces of information that will be circulated among the public. And our understanding of the disease will expand with time. So good places to go for reliable information are the Center for Disease Control, the CDC, and the World Health Organization, WHO. And you can pick those up by Google. Some of the things to know is that, like for other virus infections, there aren't any current antimicrobials for this novel coronavirus. Treatment is supportive and it's symptom-based. It's good to know that this new coronavirus seems to have a lower mortality rate than SARS or MERS, but it is significant and it's a justifiable cause of concern. You know, personally, I'm more afraid that I'll die in the near future because I forget to buckle my seatbelt when I drive home. But that doesn't mean that we should be dismissive of this infection, because it is a world health problem.
And it's probably good just to reiterate that for 80% of the population, with proper treatment, they will be okay. Is that correct?
For 80% of the people, it will be just like any other cold that they have.
Well, that's important to remember.
20% of the people, it'll be a lot more severe.
Right. And that's where that getting that medical attention earlier rather than later, so you can get professional help, certainly will help your odds in that situation.
Yes.
Well, Dr. Early, thanks so much for your time, and we'll keep our fingers crossed that we can keep this thing contained. Thank you again.
My pleasure. Glad to do it.
That's Dr. Gerald Early, Chief Medical Officer at Pullman Regional Hospital. And to get hooked up with a provider or to learn more information, please visit pullmanregional.org. That's pullmanregional.org. And if you found this podcast helpful, please share it on your social channels and check out the full podcast library for topics of interest to you. This is the Health Podcast from Pullman Regional. I'm Bill Klaproth. Thanks for listening.